Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, you believe in Jesus? What are you, a conspiracy theorist? You believe in Jesus? What are you, a conspiracy theorist? I don't know about you today, but there's a group of people out there that are trying to find the truth. There are people out there that don't accept the official stories of a lot of things. And these group of people that are what I would call truth seekers are called conspiracy theorists. They are conspiracy theorists. And here today I want to talk to you a little bit about what the Bible says about a conspiracy. What the Bible says about a conspiracy. You know, the Greek says the conspiracy is it's another word for treason or an unlawful alliance. That'd be a conspiracy or a conspirator. It also means to make ready, to prepare, to produce, to bear, to shoot for, to acquire, to provide a thing for oneself, to make a thing out of something, yes, to put forth, yes. The truth of the matter is today, the Bible is very clear. The Bible is very clear, and it talks a lot about conspiracies. It talks a lot about conspiracies, the Bible does. Oh, you believe in Jesus, do you? What are you, a conspiracy theorist? You can't prove nothing. You can't prove that Jesus resurrected. You can't prove nothing. Come on, somebody. You ain't listening to me today because you look so pretty. But I want to tell you just a little bit more about what the Bible says about conspiracy. If you would just hang on the seat of your pants, if you would just hang on and get ready for a ride of your life, if you would just hang on and get ready to rock and roll, I'm about to do some in-depth Bible studying. And I know that you're not real ready yet, because I know you got to look at yourself in the mirror just one more time. But Amos 7:10, if you would follow with me. Yes, that is in the Old Testament, Amos chapter 7, verse 10. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent a message to Jeroboam, the king of Israel. Amos is raising a conspiracy against you in the very heart of Israel. The land cannot bear all his words. Come on, somebody, today. I don't know about you, but I have seen in my lifetime that people that are trying to find the truth, they are called conspiracy theorists. People that are searching for deep-rooted meaning, deep information. I don't know about you today, but I see the attack on these people that generally love Jesus. They generally love this country, and they generally love America, are being called conspiracy theorists. Yes, this bothers me tremendously, because I know these people are great all-American people. I know these people are good people at heart. Come on. On somebody. They love the Constitution. They love the Bible. They love their free speech. They love their Second Amendment. Oh, you ain't listening to me today because you look so pretty. You know, the Targum calls him the prince or president of Bethel. And the word used signifies both the prince and a priest. A very probability this man had the care of the civil as well as the religious matters in Bethel. Aben Ezra styles him the priest of Baal. He was one that succeeds the priest that Jeroboam the son of Nebat placed here to offer sacrifices to the calf he set up in this place. See 1 Kings 12:32, who hearing the above three visions of Amos, delivering. The fear that would alienate the people from the idolatrous worship he was at the head of and frighten them from the attendance on it, which would lessen his esteem with the people and also his worldly gain and profit. And observing that Amos did not make any intercession for the averting of the judgment threatened in the last vision, as in the other two, and which particularly concerned the king's family, he sent to Jeroboam, the king of Israel, either letters or messengers or both, who, it seems, was not at this time at Bethel, but at some other place, perhaps Samaria, which was not great way from hence, saying, Amos had conspired against thee in the midst of the land of Israel. He speaks of Amos as he was well known to the king, and perhaps he might be having long prophesied in the land of Israel and near the court, and represents as a seditious person, not as affecting the crown and kingdom himself, but as stirring up a spirit of rebelling among the people, taking off their affections from their princes, and them from their allegiance to him by representing him as a wicked person that would in a little time be cut off, and that he did not privately and in a corner, but publicly in the midst of the land and before all the people of Israel. And this was no new and unusual thing to represent a good man, and especially ministers of the word, as enemies to the civil government, when none as true friends to it, or mere quite under it. The land is not able to bear all his words. Come on, somebody. Either to withstand the power of them, they will have such an influence on the people, if timely care is not taken, as to cause them both to reject the establishment religion and worship at him, then such a terrible thing he says to the people as will frighten them and put them upon taking such measures as these, or else the prophet's words were so intolerable that his good subject and inhabitants of the land could not bear them, as if he did not give orders himself to take away his life, that they would rise up against him and dispatch him themselves. Now you need to understand me today. I'm speaking truth, and the Bible says, here we have a prophet of God. He was a shepherd, and he was called to go to Israel. He was called to prophesy. Come on, somebody. And he was speaking the words of God. But the words were so strong. He was delivering these three visions. The word was so strong that they said that he was a conspirator. And no, he wasn't no conspirator. His words was against the evilness of the land. His words was against the evil of the king. Come on, somebody, you ain't listening to me today. He was preaching God's word, and his words were so powerful. He was preaching a message that they did not want to hear. So they tried to demonize him. They tried to kick him out into another land. You ain't listening to me today. Yes, they wanted to represent him as a wicked person that would in a little time that he would be cut off. Yes, because he was called by God, and because he was a preacher of the word of God, and because he was a prophet of God, he went into Israel at that time. You need to understand me today that prince or this president of Bethel came out to him. He must have been a very high priest at that time. He seemed like he knew. He was part of the big royal family at that time. Oh, come on, somebody, you ain't listening to me today. But he was preaching the word of God, and they were trying to say that he was a conspirator. You need to understand what the Word of God says. He was preaching the Word of God, and they called him a conspirator. Amos is raising a conspiracy against you in the very heart of Israel. They cannot bear all his words, but that is what Amos was saying. I don't know about you today, but sometimes the truth, how do they what's happening. I see a group of people here today that are really seeking truth of America. I see truth seekers today are being called conspiracy theorists. But you need to understand they did the same thing in the Bible. Those that was preaching the gospel of Jesus, those that loved Jesus, those that saw evil in the land. Those that saw evil in the land, come on somebody, I'm here to tell you there's evil infiltrating in America. Those that saw evil infiltrating, and just like Amos was seeing evil infiltrate into Israel at that time, God called them to go and preach in the center of Israel, and they said, Amos is conspiring, he's conspiring. He's a conspirator. You need to understand here today that we are living in some pretty tough times in America. We're living in some pretty hard times in America. And a lot of people are going to say, oh, you believe in Jesus? What, are you a conspiracy theorist? You believe in Jesus? You must be a conspiracy theorist. You believe in Jesus? What, are you a conspiracy theorist? You love the Bible? Just the Bible? You believe that? That's not real. You must be a conspiracy theorist. You don't accept the official story? You don't know? You don't know we don't agree with the book anymore? Yes, there is coming a time when you will be preaching the message of Jesus and you will be called a conspirator. There's coming a time in the future when you're going to be preaching truth and you're going to be called a conspirator. There's coming a time where the good is now evil and the evil is now good. There's coming a time, folks, that the Word of God is going to be a threat to this one world system. Yes, the Bible is a threat to this one world system. Come on, somebody. If they take Jesus out, then they can implement this one world religion. Now you need to understand, and you ain't paying attention to me right now, but I'm here to tell you. I want to tell you what a conspirator is. Or a conspiracy is, it's treason and it's an unlawful alliance. It's an unlawful alliance, and we've seen this in the Bible quite a few times. And a conspiracy theory explains an event as being the result of an alleged plot by a covert group or organization, or more broadly, the idea that important political, social, or economic events are the products of secret plots that are largely unknown to the general public. So these are secret plots. These are secret acts that are unknown to the public. These are secret plots. These are secret acts that are unknown to the public. This is a conspiracy theory that people don't accept the official stories that are given to them by certain organizations. And so, what they believe is that there's something deeper. That there's something more to the story. Yes. But you need to understand that a conspiracy theorist believes there's secret hidden knowledge. They believe there's something more to this. They believe there's more secret knowledge. Come on, somebody, you ain't listening today because I know you're looking so good and pretty today. I know that you just got to get up and get yourself a cup of coffee. I know you got to look in the mirror and say, hey, what is this secret organization? Some of you might call it a secret society. Is there secret alliances going on in America? Is there secret societies right now that's happening? Well, is they are conspiring against you or me? Come on, somebody. Are they conspiring against America? Are they conspiring to take away our freedoms? I don't know about you today, but I'm here to tell you the Bible also talks about this. What is happening happening in America is not new. What is happening to you right now is not new. This has happened to 3,000 years ago to every civilization. You need to understand that a free society is very rare. A free society is very rare. I mean, rare. If you would look back in history, you'll say that freedom, most human beings were slaves. Very few people were ever free like the United States. I can't look back in the past and see a free country like America. Yes, but the Bible is very clear. The Bible is very clear. In Isaiah 8:12 says, "Do not call conspiracy everything that these people call conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear and do not dread it." Yes, in Isaiah 8:12 says, "Do not call conspiracy everything that these people call conspiracy, and do not fear what they fear, and do not dread it. Do not say a conspiracy, nor be afraid of the threats." You know, back in that day in the Bible, Isaiah and all the people of Judah were tempted to give into fear and panic, knowing the dangerous place they were in. And at the time of his prophecy, and combined armies of Israel and Syria had destroyed much of Judah. And their armies either encircled Jerusalem or were on the way. They planned to depose King Ahaz of Judah and set their own man on the throne, Isaiah 7:6. Now, Isaiah's prophecy declared the armies of Syria and Israel would not succeed in conquering Judah, but the Assyrians, who they trusted to help them, would attack them and do much damage in the midst of all this. It would be easy to let your hearts or mind be settled on conspiracies and threats, but God tells them not to. God tells them, do not set your hearts on conspiracies. Do not set your heart on these threats. The Lord of hosts, whom you shall know, let him be your fear. Let God be your fear. I hope today that you fear the Lord Jesus. I hope today that you fear the Lord Jesus. I hope today that you do not call conspiracy everything these people call conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear, and do not dread it. The Lord of hosts, whom you shall hallow, let him be your fear. Instead of fearing conspiracies and threats, fear God. Yes, instead of fearing all these conspiracies and threats, fear God. Don't see yourself at the mercy of opposing armies. You are in God's hands. Worry about your place with the Lord instead of your enemies. Yes, He will be as a sanctuary. Yes, your Lord Jesus will be as your sanctuary. The Lord will be our sacred place and a place of protection. And He will keep us safe from our enemies. Yes, you need to understand that today. Yes, this is what it was talking about in Isaiah 8:12, "But a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. But those who trust Him, the Lord will be as a sanctuary. But for those who don't, He will be a stone of stumbling and a rock of offenses." Instead of finding protection from the Lord, they will trip over Him, falling to destruction. Indeed, many among them shall stumble. They shall fall and be broken. We need to understand today that we're living in a really evil society. You need to understand today that you are living in an evil society, and there are certain folks out there that really believe in Jesus. There's a certain folk out there that really want America back. There's a certain folk out there, a good, true, hard-working American, middle-class Americans. They love America. They love freedom. They love the Bible. And they are being called conspiracy theorists because they do not believe the official stories. They are not believing everything. They believe the old American dream that you need to ask. As the Bible says, you need to seek and you need to knock. Come on, somebody. You need to ask, is this really the truth? Are we being lied to at the highest level? Is there a conspiracy going on here? Is there a covert group or an organization that is have these secret plots against us? Is there a secret plot going on? Come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you today that we need to really understand what the Word of God says. But I'm going to go on just a little bit farther. I'm going to mess your mind up that you won't even understand. I'm going to tell you something that more what the Bible says. Oh, come on. Oh, yeah. In Psalms 64:2, it says, "Hide me from the conspiracy of the wicked, from the noisy crowd of evildoers. Hide me from the secret counsels of the wicked." The word here used to denote both the place where the wicked men meet together for consultation. Yes, wicked men would meet privately for consultation. In Genesis 49:6 and Psalms 1:1, in the council itself, there they take from the bad effects of which the psalmist desired to be hid and preserved. So Saul and his courtiers secretly took counsel against who? David. And the Jews against Christ. And they were very secret and privately. This what the Bible talks about, secret societies. Secret societies. And Matthew 26:3, 27:1, Genesis 49:6, Psalms 1:1. Is hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked. Yes, the truth of the matter is Satan right now is secretly meeting together. Satan is right now secretly meeting against to come against you. Satan right now is having a secret meeting with his demons, and their plot is to come against you, and their plot is to come against Jesus. Oh my gosh, you better listen to me today. I don't know about you today, but I believe Satan is coming to try to take over America. I believe right now, America, you better wake up. Satan is coming to take over this nation. Satan is coming to take over your church. Satan has come to take over your families. Oh my gosh, he wants to take Jesus out of everything. The Bible says here, hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked. The wicked likes to hide in the dark. The wicked likes to hide in secret. The wicked likes to hide and likes to plan their evil events. And God says, hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked. I pray today, if you follow Jesus Christ, that God will hide you from the secret counsel of the wicked. Where is this wickedness? Well, it's secret. Where is it hiding? Well, I'm guaranteed that Satan poses a form of a light. Satan comes up to you and smiles at you and he says how he loves you. But secretly, he's plotting to destroy you. Satan comes to your church and he preaches at the pulpit and he's very good. And he smiles, but I'm here to tell you that he's there secretly to destroy you and to give you evil. And if I can't get your attention right now, I'm just going to have to go a little bit farther in the Bible. I know what you say. Oh, Dean, you believe in Jesus, do you? You must be a conspiracy theorist. I know what you're saying. Oh, you believe in Jesus, do you? You're a conspiracy theorist. Oh, you don't believe the official stories that's been given to you? Then you must be a conspiracy theorist. Oh my gosh, what can I say here? Oh my gosh. Yes, in Ezekiel 22:25, the Bible says there is a conspiracy of her princes. Within her likes, a roaring lion tearing its prey. They devour people, they take their treasures and precious things and makes many widows within her. So, here we see, what was this conspiracy? Well, the false prophets, what did they do? They conspired both to propagate error and to oppose the message of God's servants. They are mentioned first as their bad influence extended the widest. Yes, their aim was greed of gain, treasures and precious things. Now you need to understand here today, and I know you don't want to hear this, but I got to tell you that these prophets,
these supposedly religious folks today. They were conspiring together and of greed and gain. Well, I don't know about you today, but in America, I'm here to tell you that there's pastors in many churches that are conspiring together in your community. There's pastors of many churches that are conspiring in your community. They're conspiring in your community, and they're, you can call them pastors associations. And I don't know about you, but there's pastor associations about every town, and all these pastors coming to meet. But I'm here to tell you there's a conspiracy going on here. There's a power and control, and they're conspiring, and they're like a roaring lion, and they want to tear their prey. And what is their aim? Well, their aim is greed. Their aim is about gain. Their aim is about power. Their aim is about treasure and precious things. Oh, come on, you ain't listening to me today, because this, what do? They're making many widows. Yes, they're basically teaching their wives to hang on to them. How many churches have I been to where I see all these single women? I see all these single women that are divorced. Instead of teaching a woman how to be a woman, they teach the woman that, hey, come to my church. And this is what the Bible says. Oh my gosh, you ain't listening to me today. Yes, and the Bible says, what did they do? They made many widows. They devoured people. And they made many widows. And the war with the Chaldeans, in which the husbands fell. So, the men were out fighting a war. Their men were out fighting a war. And then all the women would go to these prophets. And they would say, God help us. God help us. I just lost my husband. And he said, well, how can I take from you now, widow? Your husband's gone. How can I take from you? Your husband's gone. You better wake up here today. I'm here to tell you. Oh, you believe in Jesus? You must be a conspiracy theorist. But it goes on deeper than this. We have a problem in America like they had a problem in the Bible. We have a problem with our pastors. We have a problem with our pastors who are joining other pastors. Come on, somebody. And you ain't listening, but their aim was greed and gain. As the Bible says, you say a form of godliness is financial gain. It says in 2 Timothy, it says a form of godliness is financial gain. Oh my gosh, today we are having a problem. There's a conspiracy going on. Satan is the master conspirator. Satan is the master conspiracy. And Satan is right now is meeting secretly. He is conspiring against you, and he is conspiring against me. Yes, Satan is conspiring against you, and Satan is conspiring against me. Satan is conspiring against you, and Satan is conspiring against me. Oh, Dean, you're a conspiracy theorist because you believe in Jesus. I'm here to tell you what the Bible says in Hosea 6:9. And as raiders wait for a man, so a band of priests murder on the way to Shechem. Surely they have committed a crime. You see this? There is a band of priests. These were the religious people today. They banded together and they murdered. They banded together and they murdered. The Bible says, this is how evil and corrupt. I don't know about you today, but I'm telling you there's some really evil things happening in America. And I'm telling you that Satan is conspiring and he is using the church right now, just like he did with Hitler. I don't know about you, but Hitler was shaking hands with the priest. Oh my gosh. Is somebody listening to me today? Because I'm preaching today. In Zephaniah 3:3, the Bible says, her princes within her are roaring lions. Her judges are wolves at evening. They leave nothing for the morning. Yes, the truth of the matter is, the religious leaders and the judges of the Bible became very corrupt. They became very corrupt. There was no justice anymore. There was no true preaching of the Lord Jesus Christ anymore. There was corruption at the highest level in the Bible in this day. And you need to understand in Zephaniah 3:4, her prophets are reckless, treacherous men. Her priests, having profaned the sanctuary, they have done violence to the law. Satan is conspiring secretly to destroy the Bible. Satan is conspiring secretly to destroy your freedoms. Satan is conspiring secretly to destroy your church. Satan is conspiring secretly to destroy your health. Yes, you better listen to me now and you better wake up, because I'm here to tell you today, I believe in Jesus and I believe He's the only way. Yes, I believe that Jesus is the power to break the chains of the devil. And I believe as you walk with the power of Jesus, He says, if you don't shout my name out, the rocks will. Jesus Christ needs to be heard around the world. Jesus Christ is going to break these Satan's conspiracies. Oh my gosh, I'm here to tell you what the Bible says. The Bible says for you not to call conspiracy what they call conspiracy. I'm telling you like Amos, you just keep preaching the message. I don't care what they say about you. You just keep preaching the message of Jesus. Somebody's going to hear you out. I don't know if they call you a conspiracy theorist for loving Jesus, if they call you a conspiracy theorist for loving freedom, if they call you a conspiracy theorist for loving the truth, well, do what the Bible says. Don't call conspiracy what they call conspiracy. I'm here to tell you that there's a great Savior. I'm here to tell you His name is Jesus. I'm here to tell you that Jesus came to break the chains of the devil. I'm here to tell you that there's only one hope and only one way. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ came to save you. I'm here to tell you today, if you want Jesus, then you better reach out to Him. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus is the only way. I'm here to tell you that Jesus has the power. I'm here to tell you right now that Jesus has the resurrection power. I'm here to tell you right now that you're getting stronger as you're listening to this message. I'm here to tell you, are you ready to fly high? Oh my gosh, I'm not stopping right now. I know you want me to stop. You're saying this is way too much, but are you ready to fly high? Oh, you've never heard a preacher like this in all the world, because I'm here to tell you that the power of Jesus is back in this world. You better understand right now, Jesus is going to be alive and well more than ever. You better understand to now that Jesus is alive. Oh my gosh, this ain't just a book, but the Spirit of the Lord is going to move with a power that you've never seen. The Spirit of God has anointing like you've never seen. Oh my gosh, in Matthew 23:14, woe to you scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, because you devour widows' houses, and for the pretense you make long prayers. Therefore you will be received greater condemnation. I don't know about you today, but God said the greater condemnation is going to be on those religious folks. God was not afraid to destroy Israel, His chosen people. I hope you understand that you're a sinner today. I hope you understand what we're up against today. Yes, this is an evil nation. But Joe, you believe in Jesus, do you? Then what are you, a conspiracy theorist? You believe in Jesus, do you? Then you must be a conspiracy theorist. Oh, you ain't listening to me today because you look so pretty. Can I just keep on preaching just a little bit longer? I know this is really exciting. But you need to understand right now, there's a group of people in America that are being called conspiracy theorists because they don't accept things. They're being called conspiracy theorists because they are truth seekers. Come on, somebody. We need to pray for America. We need to pray for the church. And yes, we need to pray that Jesus Christ will be revealed at a higher level. They've taken Jesus out of the schools. They've taken Jesus out of our homes. They've taken Jesus out of our government. Oh my gosh, Jesus, we need you back. Why? because they want to establish this one world religion. In Acts 23:12, the next morning the Jews formed a conspiracy and bound themselves with an oath not to eat or drink until they had killed Paul. Yes, the Bible says here that 40 men vowed to set an ambush and to kill the Apostle Paul. And when it was that day, some of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under an oath, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. Now, there were more than 40 who had formed this conspiracy. They came to the chief priests and elders and said, "We have bound ourselves under the great oath that we will eat nothing until we have killed Paul. Now you, therefore, together with the council, suggest to the commander that he brought down to you tomorrow, as though you were going to make further inquiries concerning him, but we are ready to kill him before he comes near." You need to understand what the Bible says here. Here in Acts 23:12, it says, "The next morning the Jews formed a conspiracy and bound themselves with an oath not to eat, drink, until they had killed Paul." Yes, the truth of the matter is they came with a secret alliance. A secret alliance. What, you believe in Jesus? Well, you must be a conspirator. You believe in Jesus? You must be a conspiracy theorist. Oh, come on, somebody. We know what the truth says here. There's the Bible is full of conspiracies. The Bible is full of these kind of stories, and it's happening then and it's happening today. Yes, I'm here to tell you today that we need Jesus. We need Jesus back in America. We need Jesus back in America, and Satan is conspiring secretly. Satan is to destroy you. Satan is conspiring secretly to take away your freedoms. Satan is conspiring secretly to destroy this nation. As Psalm 64:2 says, "Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked." We need safety. And God says, don't be worried. Be concerned about where you are with God. Be concerned about what Jesus thinks of you. Be concerned about what God thinks of you. This is a tough message for me to preach. This is a tough message for me to preach. But this is in the Bible. Yes. Are you ready to fly today? Are you ready to fly? We need Jesus, and we need Him now. We need Jesus, and we need Him now.